Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ed Montague. Batting second. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jonah Goldman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wes Farrell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Wes Farrell. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting second. The third baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Johnny Whatwood. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Red Barnes. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Greg Mulevey. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Kraus. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. And now, play ball. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill takes first base on ball four. Porter moves to second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mulevey misplays the ball. That's an error on Mulevey. Porter moves to third. Averill moves to second. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mulevey misplays the ball. That's an error on Mulevey. Porter scores. Averill moves to third. Morgan moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson strikes out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Goldman can't make a play. That's a base hit. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Farrell. Reynolds moves to second. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cecil fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0 for 1 in the game. Montague hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cecil fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first, with Farrell covering, for the out. One out. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes strikes out. Two outs. Greg Malivi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malivi hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Malivi reaches second base with a double. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Lyons. Averill moves to second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jolly. Throws the ball into Malivi, who tags Morgan trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Averill moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodapp hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons strikes out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 1 in the game. Cecil hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kerr moves to third. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 1 in the game. Jolly hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whatwood fields the ball and throws to Lyons covering. Safe. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell bunts towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goldman hits a fly ball into center field. Barnes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sewell. The throw from Krause and he is out, Kerr applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Woodward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodward is 0-for-1 in the game. Woodward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Woodward for the out. One out. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 0-for-1 in the game. Barnes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Montague scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Mulevey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulevey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Mulevey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0-for-1 in the game. Krause strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mulevey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Montague is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montague is 0-for-2 in the game. Montague is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mulevey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. Lyons hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter who is chasing the ball. Lyons reaches third base with a triple. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-2 in the game. Cecil strikes out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lyons scores. It's Indians, 1, White Sox, 1. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-2 in the game. Jolly strikes out. Sewell drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Jolly out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cecil fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Woodward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodward is 0-for-2 in the game. Woodward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 0 for 2 in the game. Barnes hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Mulivy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulivy is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Mulivy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman is 0 for 2 in the game. Goldman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Goldman moves to second. Bibb Falk pinch hits for Ed Montague. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a fly ball into right field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Gardner now playing shortstop. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0 for 2 in the game. Krause hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner misplays the ball. That's an error on Gardner. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mulivy can't make a play. That's a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Barnes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mulivy fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Morgan. The throw from Krause and he is out, Kerr applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 3 in the game. Cecil hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner fields the ball and throws it to first. safe. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 3 in the game. Jolly hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hodap settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0 for 3 in the game. Whatwood hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Whatwood reaches second base with a double. Reynolds goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, White Sox. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 0 for 3 in the game. Barnes hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodap is 0 for 3 in the game. Hodap hits a ball on the ground towards short. Malivi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a line drive into center field. Barnes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 3 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.